For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee announcing that his party has introduced a resolution in the House condemning what they call President Trump's failure to stand up to Vladimir Putin over Russia's election hacking during their summit in Helsinki.
The Helsinki summit really brought to a head an entirely new and destructive direction that Donald Trump would bring this country.
The president may not be able to silence his foes on the other side of the aisle, but he is considering removing the security clearances of several former intelligence chiefs who are critical of him. One of those on the list is Michael Hayden, former director of the National Security Agency, who's been critical of Trump's actions in Helsinki.
The president kind of reverted to a raw, naked, unfiltered view of himself up there on stage, a few feet away from the president of the Russian Federation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
With a variety of products made in the USA sitting behind President Trump, he addressed a crowd of business owners and economic leaders, saying the era of economic surrender has come to an end.
We're in the midst of a great economic revival in the United States. We've added 3.7 million new jobs since the election, including more than 370,000 in manufacturing alone. Remember, during the campaign, they all said, oh, you're never going to add manufacturing jobs.
In Monday's briefing, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defending President Trump's late-night tweet against Iran, which went out after Iran's president warned that a war with his country would be, quote, the mother of all wars. Trump's tweeted response included in capital letters, quote, never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Here's Sanders.
The president's been, I think, pretty strong since day one in his language towards Iran. He was responding to comments made from them.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's still not known what prompted a gunman to open fire in the busy Greektown section of Toronto Sunday evening. An 18-year-old woman and a 10-year-old girl are dead, as is the gunman. 13 others were injured. Dr. Paul Hannum at Michael Guerin Hospital.
I want to express my sincere appreciation to our highly skilled teams who were able to respond quickly to care for our community during this incident.
The 18-year-old who was killed was Reese Fallon, who was celebrating a birthday with friends when she was shot. The two friends were also shot and are hospitalized. She just graduated from Malvern Collegiate Institute. Existing home sales are off. Overall sales down 0.6% in June. That's the third straight monthly decline. Higher prices and fewer homes to blame. George Ratu with the National Association of Realtors says home sales under $250,000 are down because there are fewer of them.
For sales under $100,000, those property sales were down close to 18%. For those $100,000 to $250,000, sales were down 7%. In fact, sales are only up for properties priced above $250,000 in June.
According to the Boston Herald, a mix-up on Fox News Monday gave a Democratic congressional candidate from Massachusetts a forum to criticize the president's immigration policies, confusing the hosts of the show who thought they were speaking with another candidate. The planned guest was Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick. Although a Democrat, she supports federal immigration border agents. Instead, appearing on the screen was a state senator in Massachusetts running for an open house seat who said what's being done along the border is illegal and inhumane. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.